I want to talk to you for a little while on a subject that's in Matthew, the seventh chapter. And I've entitled the sermon, Ask. A period, S period, K period. Now, Dennis immediately told me what that's called phonetically when you use letters to remember something. Would you tell us again, Dennis, what that word is? Well, anyway, I said, well, could you spell it? And he said, I'll have to ask someone. Isn't that about the way we all are? I have to ask someone. Matthew 7. 7 and 8. Let's see what it says. My Bible says, Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. If anyone or everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and him who knocks it will be opened. Now that's the idea that I want to get across. But I want to do it this way. In the school of higher education, generally we don't ask, what subject are you taking? The discussion is more along these lines, what is your discipline? Now, with children, that sometimes is a bad word. But in the school of higher education, a discipline is generally a subject that is offered, that at the completion of that, you are trained and sufficiently educated and proficient to actually make a living, hopefully for the remaining days of your life, from that discipline. For example, when I was chairman of the board at Grand Canyon University, we had two disciplines. Now, there were many principles associated with the disciplines, but we had two disciplines. One of them was teaching, and one of them was nursing. When we finally became a university, we included about 9 disciplines. If I was to ask you, as a Christian, what is your discipline? Would you be stumped? Jesus taught the Father's disciplines and principles by using the obvious method of teaching. He also did it by parables. He also did it by demonstration. Now, in some disciplines, demonstration is the best way. And apparently, Jesus felt that his disciples would learn a lot if they would just follow him, and then he would demonstrate the discipline and explain the principles. Are you with me? Again, as a Christian, what are your disciplines? What are you disciplined in? Now, Andrew just recently graduated from Golden Gate Seminary, and if I was to ask that, he could come up here, and it might shock you what he would tell you. But a master's degree is one degree below a PhD, and a master's degree is sufficient in America, any place you would go, to say this man is qualified in this discipline and you should listen to him. How many of you are qualified in your discipline of Christianity that you could go any place in this world or even in this city, and because of your discipline, people are to listen to you? Well, obviously, the disciples listened to Jesus, and Jesus made a statement that I think is very appropriate for us to look at. If you are called to be a disciple, you should consider it a blessing. Everyone is not called to be a disciple. Did you know that? Jesus said, and you can look in Luke 9:23. If anyone, and some interpretations say desire, others say would, and I like the would. If anyone would desire to come after me, let him deny himself. So there's one of the key words in the discipline of Christianity, and this is called a principle. Deny. So if I was teaching you in a classroom setting, we'd spend a lot of time on deny. Deny himself, take up his cross. We'd spend time on that subject. And daily we'd spend a lot of time. If you are disciplined in medicine, would you practice it daily or occasionally? Now, in Tucson, there are some of them that I believe just practice it occasionally. They practice charging you daily, but they practice the discipline occasionally. I shouldn't say that, should I? So, deny yourself, pick up your cross daily, and follow me. That's the discipline. But you must be proficient in the principles. The principles. And we're going to move into that area right now. I want to look at the disciplines. These are the disciplines that if you had these mastered, we could probably give you a master's degree from North Swan Baptist Church. We have enough educators in here, high enough in their disciplines, that we probably could at least give you a diploma of North Swan Baptist Church. But here are the disciplines. Christian's life, these must be included. Spend time with the Master. Now, there are several principles in that discipline. Live in the Word is a discipline. And again, there are several principles. Pray in faith is a discipline with several principles. Fellowship with believers is a discipline with several principles. Witness to the world is a discipline with several principles. And minister to others is a discipline. Are you with me? Now, I don't know if she's put the scripture up there. I'm not going to go to each scripture and read it to you for the sake of time. But if you have a piece of paper, write them down. I will tell you the first scripture that says spend time with the Master, because all the rest of the disciplines mean nothing unless you're ready to do the first one. That comes from John 15:5. And it was the night that Jesus was betrayed that they had left the supper. They had gone toward the Mount of Olives. And as Jesus was accustomed, if you'll study his life, every time he went into Jerusalem, he went to the temple. Every time he came out, he went to the temple. He, knowing what the night was going to hold, stopped at the temple. And we find him praying in John the 17th chapter, a complete chapter of prayer. But here, Jesus is, again, demonstrating, illustrating, discussing with his disciples as many subjects as he can within these disciplines, because he knows he's going to be leaving. By this time tomorrow, he will be dead and in the grave. He will have fulfilled what his Father had sent him to do. And so he told them, looking at the temple, if you ever really see a replica of the ancient temple, on the doors that go into the Holy of Holies from the outside, not the curtain that separates, but the doors, they were huge double doors. And on those doors were in gold illustrations of a vine, a grapevine, representing Israel. And Jesus, seeing that, says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you'll produce much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So if you're going to have a relationship with God, the first discipline, you're going to produce fruit. And as we would expose ourselves to that discipline, we would learn more and more and more about spending time with God. Jesus said that he only did what he saw his Father do. Wouldn't you like to be able to say that you only do what you see Jesus do? Well, if you were disciplined in that area, you might be able to make that statement. Each of these disciplines are revealed in the Gospels and throughout the Bible. So what I'm discussing with you is not a mystery. You can go and read it in the Gospels, the four Gospels. It's repeated at least twice somewhere in the Gospels. And throughout the Bible, you can even go back as far as you want to go and see the prophecies that relate to spending time with God. It starts off in Genesis that Adam and Eve spent time with God. But after their fall, they didn't spend much time with God, did they? Spend time with the Master. Does that kind of make you think about your own life? When sin enters your life, do you spend as much time with the Master as you do otherwise? It's a dead giveaway that you need to go back to that discipline and look at some of the principles. And generally, it helps a lot to get down on your knees, doesn't it? The first principle in the discipline that I want to talk about tonight, which is the third discipline up here, pray in faith. And there are seven principles in that discipline, pray in faith. And it begins with the idea, when do you do it? If I was teaching Phil the principle of praying in faith, the first thing I would do, Phil, is to teach you it has to be done daily. We need to get that into our mind. If you're going to be disciplined in a subject that would enable you to make a living the rest of your life, you'd invested time and money. If you're going to be involved in Christianity, where you later on the line and said, Lord, here I am, use me, then you need to do it daily. It's not a sometime deal. I just had a thought that I guess I'm going to follow through on. This first principle is found in John 14, 12 through 15. And I think that I tried to mark this, John 14. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he might abide with you forever. I like that subject, and that's the thought that I had in my mind that I wanted to share with you. Prayer will put you in contact with the Holy Spirit. Now go back to 12. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I have done, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified by the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. The first principle, then, of the discipline, pray in faith, is to pray in Jesus' name. How many of you knew that that was supported by the Scripture and that you need to be very conscious? Father, in the name of Jesus. Why is that important? because it tells us in the scripture that it is the righteousness of Jesus Christ that God sees in us. Otherwise, he would turn away from us. We believe when Jesus became sin for man, and he said, Father, oh Father, why have you turned away? It was because sin. If you want your prayer answered, here is a principle. Make certain all is well between you and God. If there be any sin in me, remove it. The other scripture that's up there, jot them down and take a look at them. They're wonderful. And if we had the time, I would go into each one of them separately. Tonight, I'm not trying to discipline you in Christianity. I'm trying to point out where you can discipline yourself. The disciples did not have much in the way of formal training. If you'll recall, I began this message by telling you that they followed Jesus, and he taught them, and he illustrated to them through parables, but mainly he demonstrated. And that's called on-the-job training. Many of you in here are military, and you've been involved in on-the-job training. It's become more and more popular over the years, but way back here 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ used that method to train his disciples in the discipline of Christianity. The second principle in pray in faith is to praise and give thanksgiving. That's from Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And I do want to see if I can find that and read it to you. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Now that's a principle. If you ever do any scripture memorizing, memorize that one. Memorize that one. It has been said that when you begin to pray in faith, using the principles of the discipline, that the doors of heaven are opened unto you, and at that moment, the gates of hell are closed. The gates of heaven are opened unto you, and the gates of hell are closed. When you're praying, and you're praying in faith, and you are applying the principles of God's word to your prayers, do you feel that you're struggling with Satan, or do you feel that you have a connection with God? You need to be sure that you have a connection with God. My Bible tells me that you draw near him and he'll draw near you. The other part of it is Satan will depart from you. There's not room for God and Satan in the same person, and particularly when you're in your prayer life. You know, today is February 22nd, and I just keep being fed an idea, and I'm going to share it. I wasn't here this morning, and I understand that one of our members, who will be 96 years old in 4 days, was recognized this morning. Casey over here will be about 97 years old. 98 years old, the 2nd of April. And today is my dad's birthday. My dad, today, was born on February the 22nd, 1913. And he was always proud, because back in those days, it was a president's birthday. You know, we had a Washington birthday and a Lincoln's birthday. Today, now they celebrate President's Day or something. I don't know what it is. But anyway, my father would have been 96 years old today. But he went to be with Jesus several years ago. And I stand here feeling absolutely positive, convinced that my father is in the presence of Jesus tonight. I believe that when I get where I'm going, I'm going to see my father. So I don't stand here, as many would, suffering the loss. I'm rejoicing in the fact that when I get where I'm going, not only Dad, but Mom too, will be there to see me. You know, a lot of that has to do with prayer. In fact, I want to share something with you, if I can, that I heard it several years ago. It's a recitation, and then some people that I knew 50 years ago or longer added some background music to it. And my son, knowing that this is awfully important to me, came across it and recorded it and brought it to me. I have it on my car, and I've listened to it. And I'm going to share it with you. It's called Father's Table Grace.